Well, a good program certainly will be a strategic application of parasite control, so that it not only controls parasites, but keeps them from also getting reinfected. This time of the year, in the North and the Midwest, dairy producers are using a parasite control, thinking that they really are thinking about external parasites this time of year, like lice and mange. They can visibly see the damage done to their cattle during the winter because they lose hair, they scratch, and they spend some time scratching and in discomfort rather than eating and producing milk, and so they can see that damage. As they treat, if they use a product that will also control internal parasites, such as Eprinex, which is made by Mary Ellen and marketed by Mary Ellen, it controls both internal and external parasites. And this is just a great time of the year to use that product to pour on the cattle. The cattle then are getting a benefit by controlling the internal parasites. The internal parasites actually rob nutrients, interfere with cattle's appetite, and just overall efficiency. So if they can control both internal and external parasites, they get the benefits of both, what they can see and what they don't see.
Treat the entire herd?
Treat the entire herd. This is a great time of year to do that.
All right. Talk a bit about, we went through a very hot summer through much of the Midwest, and especially here in the upper Midwest. Is this going to affect external parasites at all, or you don't know as of yet?
As of now, it was indeed a very hot summer, and we don't know how that's going to affect going into the winter. It seems like we do have some winters that the external parasites are definitely worse, and we see that in certain years. But I don't think that anybody is smart enough yet to figure out what the summer is going to mean for winter. But we just know that every winter is a good time to use the internal and external parasite control on the cattle. And then, your young stock is also, that's equally important. In fact, it's much more important. The young stock, the young heifers growing up to be producers later, or maybe have more pasture exposure and where they can really pick up the parasites in the past, and those parasites, internal parasites, can again rob them of the nutrients they need to grow. And it's important to have these heifers in the milk line as quickly as possible, as early age as possible, and as big as possible, and these parasites can interfere with that, and they may get in, they don't come into the herd as early or as big as they need to.
At what age should you start worming?
Well, that would depend, of course. It's you probably ought to start as they are going out on grass. If they're going to be exposed to pasture, definitely as they go out or within 2 or 3 weeks after they're out on pasture. Usually, you think if the cattle are consuming a good amount of forage, especially on a pasture situation, that's a good time to start. It's usually, though, if you want an age, probably about 3 months is probably about the time they start. But it's more seasonal. It's grass-based or pasture-based.
Speaking of seasonal, still a good rule of thumb twice a year, spring, fall?
That is a good rule of thumb. There's also been found that if it's possible, maybe a midsummer deworming can really provide some benefits. And the reason that is, if cattle are out on pasture and they are not only picking up new parasites, but they're spreading more eggs on the pasture. So if you can deworm as they go out, they pick up parasites, and then maybe midsummer you control them again, then they're not, that will decrease the spread of parasites onto the pasture. So it just decreases overall the exposure.
What about more and more animals now are in confinement operations and they aren't exposed to pasture? What about, are they still susceptible?
That's a great question, and people, I think, who are on total confinement have a false sense of security. Surely, cattle that are confined will not have as great a level of exposure, but it's also been, we've also found across the country, we've run tests on cattle that were totally confined. They still have worm eggs in their manure. We know that, so they're infected. So you don't know who those are. So it's still a good idea to go ahead and practice parasite control.
How do you put a number on the economics of this?
Well, that is a good one. We do know a very good number in cattle. I think in beef cattle, we found out that it's probably, I think it was a study done in Iowa State where they found that deworming cattle, or at least parasite control, was the most cost-effective management practice that there was. It was good for about $209 per year profit. I think it's maybe 201, perhaps. But anyway, so we kind of, now we take that and go into the dairy business. And so you do know that there are figures for how much extra it costs for every day that you have a heifer that you're feeding that's not milking and paying you back. So there's, in any individual dairy farm, they know what the cost of raising a heifer is, and every day that they're not milking, they're losing that money. And so if parasites are holding them back, they're losing money every day. And I don't think the economics have been figured out to the dollar like the beef cattle, but we know there's a big loss.
How do you go about selecting the product? What is the best? There's a lot of competitive products out there.
That is a great question. Thanks for asking that one. So let's go back. So first off, in the adult herd, the producers are worried about externals, so we would like to have a product that controls external parasites like lice and mange. We're saying that there's also probably in many dairies, even though they don't think there are internal parasites, so we would like to have one that also controls internal parasites. And on a dairy farm, we definitely want to know that there won't be any milk withholding, so the producer can treat the whole herd, not worry about throwing away the milk. So then you want one that kills most parasites. And so the Ivomec EpronX product kills 39 species of parasites, species and stages of parasites. It has no milk withholding, and it is just a superior product to use on the dairy farm. So that's the one we recommend.
Now, if people would like more information?
They would look on Mariel.com.
Fair
and look up the dairy EpronX. And EpronXKillsIt.com is also a very fun website. It's not only fun, but it's very educational to show you what damaged parasites can do.